brought to you by Penguin.
The Prophet by Carlyle Gibran, read by Antonio Achille.
Introduction.
The Prophet, the best-known book by far of the Lebanese poet and philosopher Carlyle Gibran, was a long time in the making. Rather than sitting down and writing actively, forcing the words to come, Gibran took many years over the book, waiting always for particular moments of inspiration. In an interview after the publication of the book, he was asked how he came to write it. "Did I write it?" he replied. "It wrote me." Born in 1883 in the Maronite Christian mountain village of Bishari in North Lebanon, Gibran emigrated with most of his family to the States in 1985 and settled in Boston for a while, before returning for a few years to his native country to complete his education. Throughout his childhood, he had been attracted equally to both the writer's pen and the artist's pencil. But it was initially as a promising artist that he came to the attention of members of Boston's Fender Cirque set, especially the professional eccentric and gentleman photographer Fred Holland Day. However, by the time he came back to Boston after completing his education in 1902, he had already begun to experiment with writing. He continued to draw and paint. He attended the Académie Julian in Paris for a couple of years from 1908 to 1910, and always worked hard at his paintings, such as the ones which accompany this book. But from the time his first published work appeared, a short monograph on music, published in New York in Arabic in 1905, he attracted attention as a writer. In May 1904, Gibran met the wealthy Boston schoolteacher Mary Haskell, who was some years his senior. Although their relationship was to follow many twists and turns, they remained on good terms for the rest of his life. He died in 1931. For the first 10 or so years, they were often nearly lovers, and indeed were for a short time engaged to be married. It was Mary who supplemented Gibran's meagre income and sent him to Paris to study at the Académie Julian. After Gibran moved to New York in 1912, their relationship cooled somewhat, but Mary remained his closest friend, his advisor, and his editor. The finished form of The Prophet owes quite a bit to her invisible hand. Through the pages of her remarkable journals, we can track something of the long gestation of the book. In the first place, it was not always called The Prophet. She refers to it variously as Counsels, The Commonwealth and Mustafa, though the latter is clearly her own shorthand for the protagonist's name, not a seriously intended title. Under one or another of these titles, fragments of the book begin to be reflected in her journal as early as 1912, although Gibran was later to claim that he first dreamt of the book when he was a child in Lebanon. Be that as it may, the book is mentioned from time to time in Mary's journal entries, until, by 1919, it had evolved into its present form. In 1920, work on the book slowed down, perhaps for no other reason than that Gibran was busy with other projects, though perhaps he was mulling it in the back of his mind. Later, he was to say that he kept the finished manuscript for 4 years before delivering it to the publisher, because I wanted to be very sure that every word of it was the very best I had to offer. At any rate, the book was certainly more or less finished by the end of 1921, although some editing and the choosing of illustrations was still going on in 1922. Alfred A. Knopf, who had already published 3 of Gibran's other books, to no great success, accepted the book, and it was published in September 1923. No doubt Gibran wanted the book published in September because, as we read on the first page, it is in the month of Elul, or September, that the book is set. In The Prophet, Al-Mustafa, the prophet, is about to embark on a journey, by ship, out of exile in the city of Orphalese, and back at last to his native country. Before he leaves, the people of Orphalese gather around him to hear his last words of wisdom. In all, he delivers 26 homilies on topics ranging from religion to eating and drinking. It has been said that Al-Mustafa's desire to return to his native land expresses Gibran's own longing to return to Lebanon from New York. And that may be true, although there are also symbolic overtones to the idea of
sample complete. Ready to continue?